Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Sport is one of my favorite activities. I love running, swimming, playing tennis, doing gymnastics. When I was little, my parents took me to the pool and I learned to swim. I learned to play tennis myself and now I am good at it. But I never wanted to be a famous athlete. It's just too much work. I simply do sport to feel well, to have energy, and to keep fit. I love it how a good run in the morning gets me focused for the day.
Speaker B.
You see, I run marathons for charity. It's become quite popular now, you know. I started by walking a marathon distance first, but now I can run it and even make good time. My last marathon I ran in the mountains on International Women's Day to raise awareness for women's rights. Though I really like running, a marathon cause gives me more motivation to train. It's like I know I am making a small change in some huge problem by simply running.
Speaker C.
I've wanted to start exercising for years, but it just doesn't happen. In the morning, I can't seem to make myself get up early to go to the fitness center before school. And after school, I feel too tired and hungry. I am so busy with schoolwork that it just seems impossible to find the time for anything else. I guess I really would like to be more fit and energetic, but I don't know how to begin. Some of my friends go to a fitness club, but I haven't gone yet.
Speaker D.
You know, my brother is a personal trainer at a fitness club. He helps people keep in shape by choosing the correct fitness plan for them. He has these books of exercise routines for all different types of people. He interviews his clients when they first hire him, and he sets goals for them. Some of the people take his help very seriously, yet other people look at his work skeptically and prefer to make their own plans. He wanted to make a plan for me, but I said no.
Speaker E.
Oh, I love sport. Watching it, not doing. I am ready to go to a stadium any day and watch a football match or a game of hockey. My favorite channel is a sports one. It is always on when I am at home. I watch all kinds of sports, but my favorite is cross-country skiing. I know all the leading athletes on the different teams and really get into cheering our country's team on. My mom often says I should go skiing myself, but I prefer the sofa.
Speaker F.
My dad is always saying that I should spend more time behind books, but what can I do? I really love to play football. I can't learn geometry when I hear a bunch of guys outside having a good time playing ball. I drop all of my homework, and I'm out of here. I tell my dad I might be the next Ronaldo or Beckham, but I don't think he sees any future in that for me. He says even football players need to be intelligent. Who knows? Maybe he does have a point.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Sport is one of my favorite activities. I love running, swimming, playing tennis, doing gymnastics. When I was little, my parents took me to the pool and I learned to swim. I learned to play tennis myself and now I am good at it. But I never wanted to be a famous athlete. It's just too much work. I simply do sport to feel well, to have energy, and to keep fit. I love it how a good run in the morning gets me focused for the day.
Speaker B.
You see, I run marathons for charity. It's become quite popular now, you know. I started by walking a marathon distance first, but now I can run it and even make good time. My last marathon I ran in the mountains on International Women's Day to raise awareness for women's rights. Though I really like running, a marathon cause gives me more motivation to train. It's like I know I am making a small change in some huge problem by simply running.
Speaker C.
I've wanted to start exercising for years, but it just doesn't happen. In the morning, I can't seem to make myself get up early to go to the fitness center before school. And after school, I feel too tired and hungry. I am so busy with schoolwork that it just seems impossible to find the time for anything else. I guess I really would like to be more fit and energetic, but I don't know how to begin. Some of my friends go to a fitness club, but I haven't gone yet.
Speaker D.
You know, my brother is a personal trainer at a fitness club. He helps people keep in shape by choosing the correct fitness plan for them. He has these books of exercise routines for all different types of people. He interviews his clients when they first hire him, and he sets goals for them. Some of the people take his help very seriously, yet other people look at his work skeptically and prefer to make their own plans. He wanted to make a plan for me, but I said no.
Speaker E.
Oh, I love sport. Watching it, not doing. I am ready to go to a stadium any day and watch a football match or a game of hockey. My favorite channel is a sports one. It is always on when I am at home. I watch all kinds of sports, but my favorite is cross-country skiing. I know all the leading athletes on the different teams and really get into cheering our country's team on. My mom often says I should go skiing myself, but I prefer the sofa.
Speaker F.
My dad is always saying that I should spend more time behind books, but what can I do? I really love to play football. I can't learn geometry when I hear a bunch of guys outside having a good time playing ball. I drop all of my homework, and I'm out of here. I tell my dad I might be the next Ronaldo or Beckham, but I don't think he sees any future in that for me. He says even football players need to be intelligent. Who knows? Maybe he does have a point.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.